Just go out to work or to buy essentials, wear a mask, and keep your distance from people. Wash your hands, sanitize your hands as frequently as you can. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. The second hard fact of today is that you can still get vaccinated. You just heard that Mr. President has gotten his booster shot. That's his third dose. So go to the primary healthcare center closest to you and get your first. If you've not gotten it at all, get your second if you've gotten your first. And if it's been 6 months since you got your second dose, then go and get a third one, a booster shot. The reason we have these high numbers in Nigeria right now is because of the Omicron variant. And the Omicron variant is even more infectious than the Delta variant. Now, the thing with, diseases with high infection rates is that they also have high mutability rates, which means that the more people are infected, the higher the chances of this virus to mutate yet again. And nobody knows what the next mutation is going to look like. Thankfully, Omicron is mild, but who knows if the next one that comes after Omicron will be mild or will be deadly. The one way to ensure that you are safe is to be vaccinated, like myself, who has been vaccinated since March this year. Still don't have a tail, still don't have 5G, still speak regular English. Huh? Thank you for tuning into the show today. It's called Hard Facts. I have a great show for you. We'll start with the big three. That's what we do every day. At 3 o'clock, we start with the biggest stories of the day. Just three of them. Just three of them. And there's no story bigger today than the president giving his reasons for vetoing the Electoral Act Amendment Bill. So let's talk about that. Then we'll talk about police at Alambon Close allegedly extorting two people out of 22 million naira's worth of Bitcoin. And then let's talk about 6.3 million Nigerians still not having electricity meters. I wonder how many of our 1 million Lagosians who cannot be wrong are among the 6.3 million. Are you? You let me know when we talk about it. On Community You Report, Chukwudi Ezeugu will be right here having conversations with you about your community and on the big hard fact. Let's talk about the road to 2023. We'll look at the biggest political stories from the last 2 weeks, including the Electoral Act Amendment and Tinubu hinting that he may run for president. As usual, we'll have news updates at the top of every hour. We have gifts, courtesy Golding Penny, if you'd like to win. That happens at the end of the show. So keep listening and listen to every single thing, and that's the only way that you win. Like I said, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, Lagos. These are your hard facts.
This is the Big Three.
The Big Three
on the Hard Facts. On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
What should NASS do about the president's veto? Is police extortion getting worse? Why can't NERC and the discos get meters to everyone? Those are your big three. Lagos, let's talk. The Punch is reporting that President Buhari has told NASS why he vetoed the Electoral Act Amendment Bill. That's our first story. According to The Punch, the National Assembly leadership got a letter from the president yesterday. They're saying that he rejected the bill because of the direct primary mandate, and that if NASS were to remove that from the bill, he would sign it. Now we're waiting for official confirmation from the Senate and the House leadership that they received this letter. Actually, they have read the letter. I've seen that they have read the letter. They've received it and they have read it. And I wonder what you think about the president's position. Do you agree? Do you disagree? The president appears to be agreeing with the APC governors and party leadership that it doesn't make sense for INEC to force all parties to conduct direct primaries only. They believe that the parties should have a choice about what type of primaries they hold. Is this something you agree with? And what do you think the National Assembly should do here? Because they have three options, right? Option A is to remove the direct primary mandate from the bill and send it back to the president. Option B is to try to override the president's veto by getting each chamber to vote for the bill with 2/3 majorities. And option C is to let the bill die. So three options. Which option should they take? Which option do you think they'll be more likely to take? Governor Wike says option B is off the table because the National Assembly doesn't have the guts to challenge the president. That's the governor of Rivers State. In fact, he believes that this was all a script by the National Assembly to kill the bill because they don't want electronic transmission of results. Because remember that at first, the National Assembly tried to pass the bill without electronic transmission, right? But there was public outcry and they were forced to put it in. But Wike says that the APC members of NASS still don't want electronic transmission, so they had to find a way to get the president to veto the bill. And that's why they added the direct primary mandate, so that the president can veto the bill without appearing to reject electronic transmission. That's what Wike thinks. What do you think? What do you think about Wike's accusation? Talk to me. Do you think NASS should override the veto, or should they remove the direct primary mandate, or should they let the bill die? Which one do you think they're more likely to do, they're most likely to do? 01465-7190. That's for women. Women, call us on that number. 01465-7190. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. You can also share your thoughts with us via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. We're streaming live on Facebook, and I'd love to read from you. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. Nigeria Info 99.3. We've got Innocent in Festac on the line. Hi, Innocent. Good to have you on the show. Hello. Good to have you on the show. Hi.
Thank you very much. My name is Innocent.
Yes, welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You see, I keep on saying this. This bill, God help us, this bill should not die. If the Senate can override the president, let them go ahead and do it. I'm telling you. I am telling you. Because if we are left with this party, but don't decide the candidate, problem go there. I'm telling you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Innocent, for calling us. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Hello, Sandra.
Yes, hi. What's your name?
My name is Christopher. I'm calling from Aja.
Welcome, Christopher from Aja. Go ahead.
Look, Sandra, do I talk about the police discussion?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Okay. Like, last week, I don't know what is wrong with this Nigerian police. Last week, I was sitting down with my brother, talking, and I was even sick. So I was like, okay, I'm tired of sleeping, so let me just come out and see this in my brother. So we sit down, talking, and you know what happened? Two police were passing by. So they decided to stop, asking us questions. We were like, who are they talking to? So they don't have to come down and come to us. So before you know, you want to say, what kind of work do I do? I'm an Okada, actually. So he asked me, what kind of work do I do? I said, I do Okada. From there, he jacked me and slapped me that I'm trying too hard. Why am I looking so fresh? And I said, I'm doing Okada.
Ah.
I swear to God, I was shocked. I never expected that. So I told this man, look at my condition. I am sick. I'm suffering from typhoid and malaria. You are looking at me and you slap me because I'm a Yahoo boy. What are you saying? Before you know, they have to take me to the ballet of the community, Lafayette, that I'm a Yahoo boy. I don't know what is the ballet have to stop them from doing it, and somebody that was there that witnessed I'm on Okada have to tell them that normally they used to call me Yahoo Okada because this is how I used to dress fine.
Yahoo Okada, so, okay. What does that mean?
I'm an Okada rider. That is what I'm saying.
Mm.
But they were denying that Okada man cannot look fresh like this. So the way that man was slapping me, I don't know. So this issue of Nigerian police, and as I'm talking to you, I'm also a victim from that inside protest. So you see, this is all. These police people, they keep disturbing us, keep disturbing us. If we come out now, they will still come out to kill us because we are fowls, we are cows.
I'm so sorry about your experience, sir, but thank you so much for calling to share your story with me. Ufoma is in Awaya, yeah? Ufoma is not in Awaya anymore. Thank you very much for calling.
Hello. Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name? Hi, it's okay.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good to have you on the show.
The issue of mass and the president and the bill, I don't understand what APC is afraid of.
Okay.
As far as the primaries is concerned, direct primaries are concerned.
Right.
So the National Assembly should remove, if that is the problem, let them remove it and still let the bill be passed.
Right.
So that at the end of the day, there is a bill, first and foremost. If there will now be an amendment over time, that becomes another thing. But they should not miss this opportunity now.
Right.
Thank you very much.
My name
is Esther, and I'm calling from Ajao Estate.
Esther from Ajao Estate, thank you so much for calling us and sharing your thoughts on the show. We appreciate it. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. What should Nats do about the president's veto? These heartless people know what they're doing. Nothing I say will change anything, Kenny says. Kenny, that's not true, actually, because it was all the things that the people said that forced them to allow electronic transmission to be in the bill to begin with. So if you didn't say something, you know, we'll probably have an amendment without electronic transmission of results. So we'll have one that requires NCC to give approval. But outcry, outrage, the conversations we have on this station force them to say, okay, fine, we'll put it in there. Which is why people like Governor Wike are now saying that they also put in direct primaries in there so that, you know, it would be a premise for the rejection of this bill by the president, because what they really are after is a rejection of electronic transmission of results. What do you think about that accusation? Stanley is a first-time caller. Hi, Stanley.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling.
Let me tell you, my sister, I'm very, very tired of this country.
Please don't be tired.
Because those people we call our leaders, they are not leading us well. They don't have interest of us in their mind.
Okay.
Why are they doing things like this where people are suffering? Do they please think that they are going to win in 2023? What kind of leadership have they offered us? Do they think that we are animals? Upon all what we have done through police brutality, and they cannot be able to know what they are going to do. You want to tell me that the leader, the head, the IG, the inspector of general police, they are not hearing about all those mess that police are causing us in this country? Please, I have fed up of this country. I feel like running away from this country, not returning back again.
Please, don't go. Stay here. If you all run away, who will off the gen? Peter is in Mazamaza. Peter, how are you?
Yeah, fine.
Welcome.
Yeah. What I want to contribute is that the National Assembly, they have given the president enough chance. That's why he's behaving like that.
Okay.
And all this happened in our country, all these who are living in other countries, we have been pushing quite some time. But now that this is democracy. This democracy is the National Assembly has the power to do whatever they want to do.
Mm.
So for the president not to sign the amendment or the this and that, I think it is not right. So you have to ride on contribution.
Okay, Peter, thank you very much for contributing. Women, call us on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. If you just joined the show, you're wondering, well, what are they talking about? I'll tell you after we speak with Obinna in Shomolu. Obinna, how are you?
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah, Daya, you mentioned Tinubu running for presidency.
Who?
Jagabal.
Yes, he said he may run for presidency, but we're not talking about that now. We'll talk about it by okay. 5 o'clock. 5 okay. o'clock, yes.
What this police at Alagoda collected something million naira from...
22 million in Bitcoin.
Yeah. I heard the news yesterday like that and it was obvious. What I want to say is, a woman was the woman police DCP Cordelia. So what I want to assure you is that nothing will come out of that case. They said they have asked them to come report at Abuja. Nothing will come out of that. They will sweep everything under the carpet. They know all the things the police are doing. They know. I've assured myself, anytime anything happen again in this country, against police, I will be at the front line. I will fight them to put on there. I've done me a lot of things I will never forget. Enough is enough.
Obinna, thanks for calling us. President Buhari has told NAS why he vetoed the Electoral Act. National Assembly leadership read a letter from the president saying that he rejected the bill because of the direct primary mandate and that if NAS were to remove that from the bill, he would sign it. Now, the Senate and House leadership have read the letter, but we don't know yet what they are going to do. My question for you who's listening is if you agree with the president's reasons. What do you think about the president's position, first of all? Do you agree with it? Do you disagree with it? Because he appears to be agreeing with APC governors and leadership and party leadership and some PDP officials, by the way, because I remember that the voice of PDP was the loudest against direct primaries or against mandating direct primaries when this first came out. So the president appears to be agreeing with them that it doesn't make sense for INEC to force all parties to conduct direct primaries only, you know. They believe that the parties should have a choice, the PDP. Some people in the PDP, some people in the APC, they believe that the parties should have a choice about what type of primaries they hold. Do you agree? What do you think the National Assembly should do here? I told you they have three options. They can either remove that direct primary mandate from the bill, send it back to the president, or they can try and override the president's veto by getting each member to vote for the bill with 2/3 majorities, or they can let the bill die. So option A, B, C. What do you think they should do? Governor Wike says option B is off the table because he doesn't think they have the guts to override the president, to challenge the president. He believes that this was even a script by the National Assembly to kill the bill because they don't want electronic transmission of results. Do you think Wike has a point? What do you think about that accusation? Fidelis is in mile 12. Hi, Fidelis. Fidelis is not there anymore. But thanks for calling us. Call back if you can. If you're a woman, call us on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. If you're a man, call us on 0700-993-993-993. When we come back from a commercial break in about... we're going to take the break in about 3 minutes, right? When we come back, we'll talk about our second story where police officers allegedly extorted two innocent people out of 22 million naira in Bitcoin. But for right now, our first story, 99.3. Hello.
Sorry, Sandra.
It's okay. How are you? What's your name?
I'm very well. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Apart from direct primary, I didn't know that benefits from that bill.
That are in that bill? Good question.
No, what see. Let's put that aside. Let's start from somewhere.
Mm.
Let us sign the bill. Forget about direct primary. You can always amend.
Mm.
There's always room for amendment of bills, right?
Mm-hmm.
So all these things are passed into law. Then from there, maybe subsequently they can amend it. Maybe if need be. Mm. Apart from that, they shouldn't just because of direct primary and say the bill would die. No. Doesn't make any sense.
Mm. Okay. All right. They should go ahead and pass it. We've got a first-time caller from Badagry. Her name is Precious. Hi, Precious. Okay. Precious, turn your radio off. Oh, come on now. Turn your radio off. Okay. If you don't turn it off, I'm going to hang up. All right. Sorry about that then. We've got more messages on WhatsApp, so let's take a look at some of them. I really understand you, Sandra. Including the direct primary mandate into the electoral bill was absolutely unnecessary. Different days, different problems. If Nigeria can ever get better than this, it has to be 2023. Kenny, with that message there. This APC government is a deceitful one. It's very shameful that when other countries are moving forward, Nigeria is moving backwards. Big Sam in Ikorodu with that message there. Sandra, it seems you have a runny nose. Sorry about that. National Assembly knows about this. They all know that Buhari will not sign this bill because they discussed this before the hearing on the floor of the National Assembly. Bet it, this bill is dead on arrival. It is dead already. Olabayo Oladejo with that prediction there. Olabayo, thank you for your well wish. Yes, I do have a cold. It is Harmattan season, which means that, you know, we all have to be extra careful. Thank God I've tested and it's not COVID, so yay. But thank you for your well wishes. I appreciate it. We're going to take a break. When we come back, let's talk about these two innocent people who are accusing police of allegedly extorting 22 million naira out of them in Bitcoin. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away. 3:30, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is the Big Three on Hard Facts. The victims are Morakinyo Tobiloba Peter and Yusuf Samson Dayo. They claim it happened in July here in Lagos. They were stopped by police while driving. The police officers allegedly jumped in their car, demanded for their phones, told them that they must be Yahoo boys because they, quote, looked too fresh. Sound familiar? The Okada man who called us told us the same thing. You must be a Yahoo boy. You're too fresh to be an Okada man. Anyways, the police allegedly ordered these young men to drive to the station without giving them a reason. When they resisted, the officers allegedly started beating them until they complied. They allegedly were taken to FCID. Alarm won't close. At that point, the police found the Bitcoin wallets on their phones and said that this was proof that they were fraudsters. The men said that they were innocent businessmen, that they were realtors. They said that they saved their money in Bitcoin because the naira keeps falling. They claimed that the police beat them some more, brought them before DSP Cordelia and Wanwe. They claimed that Wanwe said that they should bail themselves with 20 million naira. When they said that they don't have that kind of money, Wanwe allegedly told the police officers to kill them. They say it was when the officers were leading them out of the station at gunpoint, seemingly to kill them, that they agreed to pay. The officers insisted that the payment should be in Bitcoin, not Naira, and gave them a wallet address to pay into. So that's the story that these two men narrated, and it went viral all over social media. And now the police command says that they're investigating. Frank Mba, the police spokesperson, says that Usman Baba, the IGP, has set up a special investigative panel into the incident. They're also asking the public to come forward with any other accusations against Wanwe and her team at FCID Alabong. Lagos, tell me what you think about this story. Also, do you think police extortion has gotten worse this year? Remember that after NSARS, the government had insisted that it has made changes within the police to tackle the crimes that led to the protests. 1 year and 2 months after NSARS, is this the case? Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. Women, call me on 01-465-7190. Could they catch me? This story, could they catch me? Ooh, WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. That's for WhatsApp. And of course, we're streaming live on Facebook, so share your thoughts there. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. Let's speak with Freeman. Freeman is a first-time caller. Hi, Freeman. Thank you very much for calling us.
Yes, Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This is Freeman reaching you from Igondo.
Welcome.
I tell you, what this policeman has done is very sad. And for my guys out there, I tell you, whatever digital device you're using for your digital assets, please don't take it out. It's improper. What they've done is improper. But how will you now recover what you have lost? If not me, I don't go tell you lie. Epo Musuf and I go call for those two police head. They go die. I go collect my money back. It's sad.
Freeman, thanks for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name, sir?
It's Sandra. It's Koboko. Comrade Ikechukwu.
Comrade Ikechukwu. Good to have you on the show, sir. Go ahead. Hello? Oh, that's quite sad. Let's speak with Fidelis in my as well. Hello, Fidelis.
Yes, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling back.
Okay, my name is Fidelis, calling you from my 12.
Yes, go ahead. Turn your radio off.
On the police police extortion, I think in Nigeria currently, every sector, I don't know, but everybody seems to be extorting each other. You see the agbero, they collect money from you. Last month, they will force money out of you. Tax force, they will force money out of you. So we don't even know. Even sometimes when you go to the medical sectors, the doctors will still extort money out of you. So we really don't understand what the country is really facing at this point. Then on the electoral bill, I think I want to support that lady that said for now, they should take off that direct primary and so that the bill can stand, because it is a very big opportunity that we have now. And I also agree with Governor Wike. This APC government, I really don't understand them. They are very, very tricky. If you're not careful, they will just lead us astray. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling us, Fidelis. Let's take a look at messages we have on Facebook. Steve Offery says, anyone expecting these Ghana Must Go NAS members to veto Buhari on the electoral bill must be from another planet, or they're what fella called JJC in town. They are all in the train of failure. They collectively fool the people about restructuring of the country, amongst other things. So that of electoral bill must not be different. Baba Femi says, this is a script by the powers that be. While the deliberation on the direct or indirect primaries were going on, where were they? This is a collaboration of the cabals on both sides, and I think the CLOs should rise up with the people now. Well, the CLOs are speaking, and they're speaking very loudly about this issue. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for calling.
Hello.
What's your name? Hi.
My name is Mika Phillips.
Mika Phillips. Good to have you on the show. Go ahead.
Thank you. Is it Nigeria Info?
It's Nigeria Info. You're speaking with Sandra. Go ahead. Hello. All right, I guess it's not working. I hate when that happens. You try all year to get in, and then you do, and it doesn't work out. President Sandra, if Nigeria doesn't get the Electoral Act right before 2023, APC PDP has murdered democracy, and the two parties should be tried for political felony. That's Pastor Meba Wondoye with that message. I'm so sorry if I didn't get your name right. Sandra, if the federal government likes increased police salary 100%, they will not stop extortion. It's like after NSAS protests, a few months they couldn't extort, they came back stronger than ever. John from Sango with that message there. These politicians are master tricksters. They think the electorate doesn't know they're playing games. Until the electorate has the sole power to vote out and vote in who they like, things like this will continue. The electorate actually has the power to vote in and vote out who they like. It's just that on election day, we actually don't turn out in our numbers. I tell you, if there were numbers at the different polling units all across the country, it is much harder to rig. I keep using the Yoruba Nation rally as an example. You know, when there's strength in numbers. You know, it's cliche to say at this point, but there's a reason you can easily break a broomstick or break 5 broomsticks or 10 broomsticks. But once it's a bunch, it gets difficult. You know, it gets more difficult. It gets really, really hard. I'm not saying it's impossible that they're going to do it even with a crowd. I'm just saying you make their jobs really, 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 really difficult if you get to the polling units on election day and you wait. You wait through all the nonsense with the tools are not working, the machine. Yes, you just carry your seats, carry canopy, carry food, cooler, sit down there, do what the Americans did for their 2019 election when the Democrats wanted to vote out Trump. You know, do that. You know, there were cities where they were making it hard for Black people to vote, and Black people made it a party. You know, they stood in those lines for as long as it took in cold weather. You know, so it just depends on how much you want it. How much do you want it? How bad do you want it? That's it. If you want it bad enough, you're gonna get it done. That's it. We've got more messages here on WhatsApp. Sandra, this has become our reality. I think we, the youth, should learn how to live with this police extortion while we wait till January when the president will increase their salary by 20% and see what happens from there. But I don't think the increment will take away this criminal act from Nigeria police because it has become a norm. My advice for us, the youth, is to keep our heads low for now. Olabayo Oladejo from Ikeja with that message. All right, Olabayo, thank you very much. We'll take one final call and then I'll bring you our final story where NERC says that 6 out of every 10 electricity consumers has no meter. 99.3, hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
I'm
welcome, comrade.
I'm very, very angry.
Why? Comrade, what's happening to our line today now? Hello? Hello? All right, then. 99.3. Thanks for calling. Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This is Jenny, and I'm calling from Victoria Island.
Welcome to the show.
Man, Sandra, this is just heartbreaking.
Yeah.
How can you arrest young men who are hustling and trying to make something better and requesting for 20 million naira, and then it should be paid for, as in, paid in Bitcoin? Like, I don't get it. What this country, if this news has not come up and if they have not complied, and I'm sure they don't even have the money, they just accepted out of fear. 20 million naira, like, I don't get what these police people are turning into. It's really sad.
It really is.
It's really sad. And for that woman, I don't know, a lot of youth must have died in her hand. They won't know because this story never came up. This is just shit. Police, I don't know, the DPO should just do something about this. It's not okay at all. Thank you, Sandra. Just have a nice day.
You too. Have a nice day as well. I think she meant IGP there. 6 out of every 10 electricity consumers has no meter and receives estimated bills. That's our third story. We got this data from the Nigerian Electricity Regulatory Commission itself. NERC says that the second quarter for this year, as of the second quarter of this year, there are 11 million electricity consumers in the country. So that's the number of individual locations receiving power from the grid. But out of those 11 million, only 4.5 million have a meter. That number includes both prepaid and postpaid meters. So there are over 6 million power consumers who don't have a meter and who therefore are receiving estimated bills. And this is in spite of the National Mass Metering Program. That's a government scheme that is supposed to be distributing cheap or free meters to Nigerians. They say they distributed about 1 million meters in the past year. But obviously that's not enough, because we have over 6 million users still without a meter. And as soon as I saw that story, my first question was, well, why has it been so difficult to get a meter to every Nigerian household and business? And I said, okay, let me come and ask you, who is the Lagosian? Hopefully you're also in the power industry, in the power sector, and you have an answer for me. Why do you think it's been so difficult to get a meter to every Nigerian household and business? What do you think the obstacles are? Is it money? Do NERC and the DISCOs simply lack the cash to buy all the needed meters? Is it a distribution challenge? Are they having a hard time pinpointing the places that need meters? But again, they are sure finding a way to come and meet you with the estimated bills. Huh? So that can't be the problem, right? Because if you're sending an estimated bill to someone every month, then you know where this person lives. You know that this particular person doesn't have a meter yet. And so getting a meter to them should be as straightforward as sending them a bill. Right? Or do you think that there are some sinister incentives stopping the discos from getting meters to everyone? Talk to me, Lagos, 01465-7190 for women. For men, 0700-993-993-993. You can talk about the three stories if you want. You can talk about just one story. You can talk about two of the stories. It's your choice. It's your airtime. It's our airtime together. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is the Big Three. We start the show every day by taking a look at three of the biggest stories of the day. We've told you about President Buhari explaining why he vetoed the electoral bill, Electoral Act Amendment Bill. And then we've talked about the two innocent Nigerians who claim that the police under Cordelia Nwenwe extorted 22 million naira from them in Bitcoin. And now I just told you that 6 out of every 10 electricity consumers has no meter. Onyi is in Victoria Island. Hi, Onyi. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Sandra.
Good to have you on the show.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hi, Sandra.
Hi.
Compliments of the season.
Same to you.
Actually, I want to say something about the police.
Yes, please, go ahead.
The harassment at all, yes. The Nigerian police.
Go ahead.
They're messing on young people here in Nigeria.
Mm.
And particularly, I'm angry with the woman that said, if they don't pay, they should go and kill them. If she has children, how would she feel if somebody says, go and kill her children? I mean, she should be ashamed of herself, honestly.
Hmm.
Very, very ashamed. I'm even ashamed that it's a woman that is saying that.
Right.
Not even the male folk.
Right.
The woman.
Right.
I'm disappointed, honestly.
Right.
Thank you.
Onyi, thank you very much for calling us. We've got WhatsApp 080-959-75805. Chinwe is on the line. Chinwe is in Ikeja. Let's speak with her. Hi, Chinwe. Hello, Chinwe. Thanks for calling, Chinwe.
Hello. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Good to have you on the show.
Yes, please. First story about the bill.
Mm-hmm.
I think I agree. If at all they want to pass the bill, they should remove the part of direct to them by primaries, and they can debate that later.
Okay.
As for the policemen, we all know extortion continues. And I don't think your second story is different from your third story. It's just another form of extortion. So in a house where some are metered and some are yet to get the meter,
right,
the difference in what they pay alone will tell you why not everybody in this country will get meters.
Right.
It's a source of revenue for the discos.
I see.
And they know it. And that's why they can tell their marketers that they have targets to go and get a particular amount. So they share, they can't give you that you're using a prepaid meter, that target, because you're already paying for whatever you use.
Mm-hmm.
But they will share that target to those that get the estimated bill. So you're in the same compound with someone who doesn't have a meter. That person is paying ridiculous amount.
Right.
While you that you have a meter, you're not using that much.
Right.
So if eventually we all have meters and we pay what we use, it's going to be a problem for their revenue.
Right.
So it's extortion, corruption here, corruption there, is everything we're talking about from case one to case three. Right. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chinwe, for calling us. Let's speak with Ekene. Ekene is in Ikeja as well. We've got a lot of people in Ikeja calling us today. I like that. Ekene is also a first-time caller. Hi, Ekene. How are you?
Good afternoon, my lovely sister.
Good afternoon, Sandra. Welcome. Go ahead.
God premier God this evening, my dear sister.
Same to you, sir.
You see, Sandra, my sister, sometimes I do ask myself this question. Is there a crime to be a Nigerian?
No.
There's many times you on this any station, any program, you hear good news on this nation. Is there a crime? Look at the people who claim we're paying our tax money to protect us. I end up being handed by every water that people they're chasing. Is there any crime? Is there any crime to look good as a citizen of the nation? Listen to what that kind of man said. You will dress well to go under the problem. It's not dress well a problem. It's good country, this. Nigeria is the only country whereby you will not use a NEPA bill. And someone is somewhere using a bill and giving you bill. You see, my dear sister, I'm trying to watch my word. I don't understand this nation called Nigeria. What is wrong with this country? We have people who claim to be an elite that they are rulers. Okay, look at what we are suffering. Sandra, my sister, Nigeria said, there is counter hunger in the land. There is hunger in the land. What is this? What is this?
Again, I thank you very much for calling. Chinyere is in Suleri. Hi, Chinyere.
Hi, Sandra. How are you?
I'm very well. Welcome.
Fine, thank you. I want to talk about the PHCN.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
You see, in my house, in Suleri,
right,
when we were on estimated bill,
right,
or even after we had this other meter that they had,
right,
we were paying 18,000, 20,000, 21,000 every month. And the worst part of it was that they gave prepaid meters to some places and refused to give some places. If you really look at it, Sandra, just do your investigation. You will realize that it's the densely populated areas that they refuse to give this meter. But we finally got a meter in our house.
Okay.
And when I buy 10,000 naira card, it carries me for about 2 months.
Wow.
Yeah. And then again, why they refuse to, give prepaid meter again is that the PHCN officials will not be able to do their nefarious activities. On my street, for Christ's sake, some people are owing 200,000-300,000. And they have light. As long as there is light, they have light. Who gives them light? Because whenever they come to cut the light, is it this PATN or it's just a name of a new wine in an old skin? Because when you are coming from your office, you should have the records of people that have paid or people that have not paid. One day I was in the office, my children called me and said they have disconnected light with prepaid meter. I had to come and start going to their office. They started apologizing and all that. Don't you have record? But the people that are supposed to be disconnected on the street were not disconnected. They are paid 5,000, 10,000, 15,000, and they have light. You see, this is the problem that we are having. Because they know that these densely populated areas, they accumulate a lot. And if they give them prepaid meters and all that, their pockets won't be filled anymore. So it's really a very bad thing. And it's biting up on some people who can afford this prepaid meter and who don't want trouble. When you go there, they tell you, go to the head office, go to Ijara, go to Papa, go to this, go to Ikeja. It's just your application will disappear. We had to take our own application from their headquarters in Ijara, from Lagos, to get a prepaid meter in Suruleri. How can that be? Meanwhile, in the past 3 years or so, they've been saying they don't have. But a meter came to Suruleri from their head office. Thank you.
Thank you, Chinyere, for calling us. All right, let's take a look at some more messages we've got on WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. We've got messages on Facebook as well, and I'll come and take a look at some of them as we go along. My name is Valentine. As regards to the two men blackmailed and duped off their money, it's a sad one. That policewoman needs to be detained and questioned on the issue. And please, when will Nigeria stop this bad thing of stop and search thing without warrant? The judiciary of this country is just a figurehead. All the lawyers Nigerian universities and law schools are producing are basically beauty models because they are not jailing people who need jail. Imagine someone giving death verdict without trial. I weep for our judicial system. Well, that's actually not a judicial situation there. The police are part of the executive. What happened there was extrajudicial, right? Because if it had been a death, it would have been extrajudicial. And you're talking about lawyers. Cordelia is a lawyer herself. She's a law graduate of University of Benin. So make of that what you will. We've got Ayo from Ijagun who says, police are no more extorting life and property, but graduated to becoming real extortioners. Okay. Or protecting. Okay. Thank you very much for your message. Hi, Sandra. Nigeria police is a menace that cannot be stopped, no matter how much they're paid as salary. Samuel Bolanle with that message there. Sandra, it's a shame. My son was a victim this morning at Igondo area. They stopped him at a checkpoint, claimed that they want to search his phone and that he should give them 20K if he doesn't want them to take him to the police station. But they settled for 5K. I collected the transaction from my son because it was a transfer. Nigerians are not safe in the hands of the police. You didn't leave your name, Sa or Ma, but thank you for sharing your story with us. And I'm really sorry that happened to your child. All right, that's all the time we have. Don't forget, at 5 o'clock, we'll talk about Tinubu saying that he may run for office. We'll talk some more about this Electoral Act amendment bill that the president vetoed. We'll talk about the options in a bit more detail that are available for the National Assembly. And we'll talk about other stories on the road to 2023. I'm Sandra Ezekwa City, don't go away.
More conversation, more talk, more right after this.